Farage, blamed China for Christmas being cancelled for millions in the UK. By Kurt Zindelka on December 25, 2020. Nigel Farage said that as millions of Britons remained under lockdown during the Christmas holiday season, the ire of the British public should be aimed at the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for their complicity in the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. Mr. Farage said that he has been astonished at how little criticism of China there has been, despite nations across the globe suffering in blood and treasure as a result of the actions taken by the dictatorship in Beijing. This pandemic was and is China's fault, and the West should demand reparations for the turmoil it has inflicted upon the world, he wrote in Newsweek. After all, not only can we be pretty sure that this virus came from a laboratory in Wuhan, we can be certain that the Chinese authorities covered it up while their people continued to fly all over the world. As the saying goes, China lied, people died, Farage added. The frequent critic of the Chinese regime went on to say that he fears that the world is heading towards a situation where no Western government has the courage to resist the Chinese state and expose it for what it is. A system which thinks nothing of crushing dissent and even murdering its own people in order to enforce its rules. Farage noted that the West has become too dependent economically upon China and that many in the political establishment have effectively been bought and paid for. In an apparent dig at President-elect Joe Biden over his son's alleged business connections to the communist government. Following Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announcement last week that Christmas gatherings would be banned for millions of people throughout England, Mr. Farage wrote on social media, "Christmas cancelled. Thank you, China." For this, he was met with swift condemnation from journalists employed by Chinese state communist propaganda outlets. The EU bureau chief for the state-owned China Daily newspaper, Chen Weihua, said that Farage should wear a mask and stop talking ST, and dubbed him a Trump-like racist. One of the more belligerent Communist Party mouthpieces, the Global Times, piled on in the attack, releasing an article entitled, "Farage Misleads with Same Old Trick as UK Suffers Mutant Coronavirus." The article touted the CCP's handling of the virus while highlighting the death counts in the US and UK, yet notably left out the number of coronavirus deaths in China, which a poll earlier this year revealed the majority of Britons believed was fraudulent in any event. "I don't mind being attacked and abused by the Chinese Communist Party, or by anybody else, for that matter," Mr. Farage wrote, adding, "frankly, I take it as a compliment. But how many others are prepared to confront China and take the flak?" Following the release of the Newsweek article, Chen Weihua attacked Mr. Farage on Twitter again, a service that is blocked in China. At the early outset of the pandemic in Europe, Mr. Farage lamented that the crisis demonstrated how dependent Western supply chains are on China, notably in areas such as medicine and personal protective equipment, PPE. "To see China now exploiting a crisis that they have caused to spread their influence further and deeper into Europe should send a chill down our spines," he wrote in March. Following the apparent victory of Joe Biden in the presidential election, Mr. Farage warned that the lessons learned during the pandemic would be forgotten, saying that China is licking its chops at the thought of a Biden presidency. With Trump all but gone from the White House, and faltering Joe Biden preparing to move in, it now looks as though China's quest for world domination is back on track. "What a calamity," Mr. Farage said. On Wednesday, he pledged to make China a key focus of his going forward in 2021, saying, "In life, it is often good to be judged by your enemies. I'm perfectly happy if the Chinese Communist Party doesn't like me." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.